With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. Home prices in the London area are continuing on their upward trajectory. The London St. Thomas Association of Realtors says the average cost of a home jumped by more than $28,000 last month to over $646,000. That's the second straight month prices have increased. The number of homes sold in March was also up by 11.8% compared to the same month a year ago. A 21-year-old London man who died after a downtown fight is being remembered for his kindness and humor. Malik Edwards and another man who was not known to him got into a physical fight early last Thursday. Edwards was taken to hospital where he died from his injuries on Tuesday. A GoFundMe set up to help cover funeral costs says he touched the lives of many with his unwavering love. As of this morning, nearly $22,000 has been donated through the fundraiser. An example of why it's a good idea to have a family member or friend check in on your place when away. A Woodstock resident returned from vacation earlier this week to find two strangers living in his home. The homeowner called 911 immediately. Two people were arrested and charged with breaking and entering and failure to comply with a probation order. London Public Library branches won't be open on Sundays for the rest of the year. The Library Board has announced it's cutting Sunday service as it is no longer affordable. This comes after the library was denied the funding increase it requested from City Council during the 2024 budget process. The London Knights are advancing to the second round of the OHL playoffs. They swept the Flint Firebirds in the Western Conference quarterfinal with a 3-2 Game 4 win last night. Round two will see the Knights play the winner of the Kitchener-Erie series next week. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.